different things. The king, he wants to buy it, but the conditions aren't clear to him. This is already a complication. I don't want to go into that. It hasn't any bearing on this command. Now, I want to go a little bit further. You've got the Birkas Eirus, the Birkas Eirus. And what I would like you to do is, if you could look at this Birkas Eirus, and see, you would have the Birkas Eirus in there. Haven't it got it?
The Birnbaum does.
The what? Through the Birnbaum, yeah. It's more
complicated.
Oh, shame, it's not in here. Which is rather a pity, I don't suppose it is in here. Rather a pity. Anyway, let me just give you the Birkas Eirus of what it is. Please follow it in the text in the Gemara. Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshonu b'mitzvaso b'tzivonu al ha'aroyos, ve'osar lonu es ha'arusos, we put in the word lonu, ve'hitir lonu es ha'nesuos lonu, we put in, al yedei chupo v'kidushim. Is that as you've got it?
Yes.
Yeah. Then we finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al yedei chupo v'kidushim, which isn't in the Gemara.
No,
but we end it with Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Amo Yisrael al yedei chupo v'kidushim. That's the way we end it. You remember?
Yeah, but it's here.
But not in the first part.
Oh.
Not the first part. But we say that is the way we end it. Now, there are some brochures that haven't got an ending. You say, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Mametzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Finish. That's the whole brocha. Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hashem Kidushon, V'mitzvaso, V'tzivonu, La'asuf, V'divrei Sevro. Brocha. Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Kidushon, V'mitzvaso, it's a brocha. Koruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hashem Boch Adon V'kol U'amim V'nos Adon Yisrael V'at Baruch Adon Ha'teulo. So we've got Baruch atu Hashem, but don't end it. Begin with Baruch and end with atu Hashem also. In this we've got one oddity who says it as it's written here, and you don't end Baruch atu Hashem. And there's another authority that says you add Baruch Atu Hashem. So we're just going to finish off this little piece of Gemara. Harry, will you finish off this piece of Gemara for us, please? Rav Acho Berei de Robo, it is in the Gemara. Rav Acho.
The
last short line. That's short
line. All his lines are short.
Mishmei.
Drav Yehuda.
Anthony Baruch.
Baruch Hashem.
Mekadesh.
Mekadesh Israel. Al Yedei Chupa Kedushim.
The Kedushim. Full stop. Period. Yes. So the Gemara says now, first of all, until now, we've had Rovim Barav Ado and Rabo Barav Ado, these two brothers who said in the name of Rav Yehuda that the Brocha is Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hashem Kedushon Mitzvah V'Tzivonu That yet. Now we've got Rav Acho Berei de Robo Messiah Bo. He puts an ending to it. Messiah Siyum. He puts an ending to it. Mishmei de Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Yehuda. Baruch Atu Hashem. He adds to it. Baruch Atu Hashem Akadesh Yisrael Al Yedei Chupo V'Kiddushin. So now we've got two views with regard to that bracha. The first view is that it doesn't have an ending, and the second view is that it has got an ending. Carry on, please, Harry.
Man de lo chosim.
What does man mean?
That's one.
The one, the lochosim, who
put the ending.
Very good. The one who doesn't put the ending, midi.
Midi.
The hava.
The hava of.
Abirkas.
Abirkas peros.
The abirkas. Mitzvahs.
Mitzvahs.
The man, the lochosim, the one that doesn't put an ending to it, midi the havi. That's right, it's the same as
The
brocha on
fruit.
You say, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Bodei Pri Ho Adomo. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Bodei Pri Ho Eitz. Or mitzvot, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Asher Kedishon VeMitzvot VeTzivonu Al HaMilo. For circumcision.
Right.
Fine, you see. You don't end with the brocha. Uman de chosim.
Uman de chosim. Midi de.
De hava.
De hava akdusha. So the one who does put the ending to it.
Yes.
It's like it's like kiddush.
It's like kiddush because in kiddush you say the brocha asher kiddushon be mitzvasov the rots of vonu. How does it go on? So in the same as we've got it with Kiddush, he says, so we've got it here. What's one got to do with the other? What has one got to do with the other? Now, I'm going to give you a pshat to that, which is not what Rashi says. That is what Tosfos says. And the reason I'm giving you Tosfos' pshat is because it's easier, excuse me, it's easier to understand than Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says that the reason why in Kiddush we've got, it ends with Baruch Atu Hashem, because it's a long brocha. Bore Priyo Eitz is short. Bore Priyo Adom is short. Asher Kedishon Mitzvaso V'Tzivonu Al Amilo is short. Asher Kedishon Mitzvaso V'Tzivonu La'aseh B'Divrei Seiro is short. But Kiddush has got 32 words. It's a long brocha. A long brocha you also end Baruch Atu Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. That is what Tosfos says. So he says, in the same way as Kiddush, you end with a Baruch Atu Hashem, because it's a long brocha, says Tosfos, the brocha for Erusin, for Kiddushin, is even longer than Kiddush. It's got more than 32 words. That is why you end with a brocha. So Tosfos' distinction is, short brochas on Peiros and on Mitzvahs, you don't end with a brocha. Long brochas like Kiddush, you do end with a Baruch Atu Hashem.
But what is the...
Just one moment. What do you want to ask? Sorry. That's right. Tosfos mentions that. Tosfos mentions that. Shebuch HaBonim Mikolo HaMinos HaMinos HaMinos. It's a short brocha. Tosfos mentions that. You deal with that in Tosfos. Mark, what do you want to ask?
I have the same question.
Anybody else?
Well, I was going to say that it's not very satisfying, but again, I don't really know.
Well, it's not. It's a long brocha. It's a long brocha. You add a short brocha.
Because you have to, for some reason, because of the length, you have to remind yourself again. Or
right, we'll see. All right, sir. It's a point. We'll come to that. We'll deal with it.
The continuity, say, between the two other diet and what's in the Hamadar,
yes,
you said it was a single brocha, and that's fairly short. Maybe.
All right. Fine. But this is something that
reminds a bit of the discussion in the quote about Al Hashkivenu being in the same,
they have the same analogous
to that.
Fine. All right. Please, Harry, will you finish it off, please? Abirkas Peiros,
Rashi.
Rashi.
It's almost halfway up.
Okay, halfway.
Not quite yet.
Because Spiros, the Bori Pri who aids.
Yes.
So, this would be the example of because Spiros would be Bori Pri
Right. Yes, but you don't put an ending of Baruch HaTu Hashem. Birkas Mitzvos. Hashchito. Before a shochet, shechts, a fowl, or an animal, he makes a brocha Baruch HaTu Hashem Alkeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kedishon Mitzvos Tzivonu Al Hashchito. And then he makes the incision. Yes. The Allah Milo, and if a Moel does it, he makes the same bracha. The Chivan, says Rashi, the Chivan.
Because since.
The Kulo Chada. And the next two words.
Hoda.
Yes. He. Because it is all one Hodor. Hodor means expression of thanks. Because it is all one Hodor. The Ein. The Kosho.
Bein time.
And there is no interruption of supplication between them. Lo.
Hello.
Bo'ino. Bo'boya.
Bo'boya.
Chasimo. An ending is not required.
Okay.
An ending is not required. Kido
Omar.
The Arve Psochim. As it says, that's the name of a Peirik in Psochim. Birkas HaMitzvahs.
Time
Omai. The brochas over mitzvahs, why don't they end in a baruch? Mishum?
Mishum. The Hodah.
He. Because it's Thanksgiving. Ho Nami.
Hanami.
Kulo. Hodor. He. It's all one Thanksgiving here. It's not anything extraneous that is being brought into this brocha of Kiddushin. Ashik Rishon Mitzvasovet Sivon Ala Arayas for Osalones Arusas Vihidilon Samuze. Baruch HaTu Hashem. Then you don't need a Baruch HaTu Hashem. And the other one who says that you do need a chasimo, midi dehava,
kiddusha.
It's a question of, it's the same as it is on kiddush. Now, let us see, kiven,
the alsha,
the bilashon, kiddush.
Okay.
Kiddush.
Kiddush Hayom, I'm sorry, it's right. Kiven Dibiloshon Kiddusho Hiki Kiddush Hayom, since it is in like Kiddush, it's a language of Kiddusho, like Kiddush Hayom, yes.
Because it brings in
the word Kiddushin. Ayadei Chupo V'Kiddushin.
Because it uses the word.
That's right.
Therefore, it's like
Kiddush. Not the Kishon use, period, because the economy is. Chasminon.
Chasminon.
Bay.
Chasminon Bay.
Kihosom. We end with Baruch HaTu Hashem in the same as Kiddush. The Bahahi.
What was that again?
The Bahahi. Because in that case, in the case of Kiddush, Chasminon, we put an ending to it. Mishum,
Bohefsek.
Because in Kiddush there is an interruption in the idea. It's not only speaking about Shabbos. Kegon, for example, Kodesh. It speaks. It says Shabbos is the first day of the Yomim Tovim. We're not speaking about Yom Tovim here.
So
this is an interruption in the subject of Shabbos. So therefore in Kiddush we end on a Baruch HaTu Hashem. says Rashi, therefore, in the Broch of Eirusin, since it's also speaking about Kiddush, about sanctification, Ayirei Chupa v'Kiddushin, therefore we ended with Baruch Atu Hashem.
It's not because there's an interruption.
No.
And it's because it's like Kiddush. In Kiddush there's an interruption.
And in Kiddush you've got to have an ending because there's an interruption. So it's a circuitous sure. way. That is the way Rashi deals with it. That is, we've just about broken the back of it. That is the Gemara itself. Now, I want you to settle down now with Chavrusas and work out, and I want you to know this piece of Gemara well. I'd be very pleased if I could impose upon Mark once more, if I may, and I want Mark to be so good as to do some run for me again, so that next week in Yirtzeh Hashem we'll be able to do the Tosfos, about which you won't find have any difficulty at all, and then we can go to the run and get a better idea of what all this is about. And the run is the continuation of where we were before, but it goes on to this next page here. So, you follow, it will be this little bit here.
You want me to make photocopies?
I would like you to make you, if I may impose upon you. But don't worry, now before you go away, I'll just show you what it is. But sit back a little bit now, and we can just chat for a while. Just to give you a little bit of a break. Although this hasn't been difficult, tomorrow it's been quite easy tomorrow. Yes? Which has got nothing to do with what we are doing now. All right, before you do that, just let me put something to you and then I'll come back to you slowly. Gentlemen, when I was in Israel now, the following problem arose. And I was consulted on it. I just want you to know what I arrived in Israel just in time for a wedding. It was a Sunday night. Missed the wedding here on Sunday night. Came in time for a wedding there Sunday night. A couple of nights later, let us say it was Tuesday night, I was at Sheva Brochas. And at Sheva Brochas, a Shaila arose. The bride was doing very important government work. And the Sheva Brochas was called for 8 o'clock. And she was asked to come to an office for 3 hours, that's from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, to do some specialized work. Shiva Simeya Mishte. May she do that work? May she go?
What night was it?
Well, it was the third night. Let's say the third night doesn't make any difference. Fourth night, fifth night, it won't make any difference.
What?
No.
Because the Sheva Brochas is for the cost? 3 days is for the
No, there was no question of Sheva Brochas there could be. There was Sheva Brochas that night.
Yeah.
And the Sheva Brochas would be the next day. There's a question, can she go to work during the period of Sheva Brochas? Yeah. That is the question. Now, I want to know what you would give as an answer. You have asked that question. You did the Gemara. What would you give as an answer? We did this Gemara. So what would you say?
Well, mine comes off the wall, Rabbi. I mean, but I assume that you associate this, the work that she does, to be something of great importance.
Don't let that come into it.
Okay.
That is, the question is she
allowed to... Does that not come into it? Mine is the other direction, and therefore there would be absolutely no reason for herself to absent herself.
Is she permitted to go to work? Yes, David, what do you want to say?
Well, I think that the not going to work, that is the thing... the Shemaya on the Chuppah for a week after the marriage is mostly for the sake of the Kala. So on the one hand,
I would say that it could be her prerogative and not that of the Chatan to forego it. On the other hand, you'd have to consider, I suppose, what you were saying several times this evening, and that is, it could also it could offend the Chatan.
No. But you're absolutely right. This is what we learned. This was the run. The run was that the Sheva Brachos is because of the Chosen. But the work that she mustn't go to work is her prerogative.
For 3 days.
No.
3 days for Ravana.
Yeah.
That's it.
7 days.
But for Vesuda, 7 days.
No, we said the Simcha. And then there are 7 days of Brocha and 3 days of Simcha. Okay. But that would
but mean he's a Bocher and she's a Basula.
Yeah.
Seven. It worked out seven. If she is a otherwise it worked out she was an Armada.
You were about to get married. So then but
Saul's question does apply if she was an Armada.
Yeah, but she wasn't, she was a Basula. She was a Basula. But that's quite right. But that is the run. That is the run. That this is her prerogative. He wouldn't have been allowed to go out and work. Because this is what he owes to her. He wouldn't have been able to go. But she can go. That's the way it works out. Yes, Harry?
If it was her prerogative to have that, and let's say it was the person who had the call to go to work, and if she were to say, it's my privilege and I'm willing to forego that privilege, would she be allowed
That's then it would be a case which she would say, look, yeah, I'm willing to forego it. It belongs to me, that's it. She can be mocha. She can be mocha, that's yes.
So that would be possible.
Yes, but in this case, he doesn't have to be mochel. No. He hasn't got to be mochel. There isn't a din that she owes him bitul melacha. She doesn't owe him that, you see. Anyway, that is as far as that is concerned. Just sit back and take it easy. What do you want to ask Sroy about the Pneumatium of Sabine?
The fact that the entire Am Yisrael, the old part of Am Yisrael, the other area being more susceptible to Derech Eretz as regards to Halacha, while Yehuda was more mocked on the Halacha aspect. And what came to my mind was in the sense of those ministers did in the sense of doing extra besides the din. And how does that, if that does fit it, within the context of how we're speaking about it, well, what exactly does that mean? I don't know if I'm too sure about that either.
Yes, that's a different thing. You see, the Osiso Ayosha Viato doesn't mean that you must wait 8 hours between feed and milk. That's not what it means by Zizah Yoshua Tev. Or Zizah Yoshua Tev means as follows. That you shall do that which is right and that which is good over and above the requirement of the deed. For example, I can come into a shul and it's my privilege to get shlishi. And I see there is another person there. And it's still my privilege to get it. So I do more than it's required and I forego my privilege and I say, please give it to him. That is doing this Nima Shura Sadi. I'm not expected to do that.
Would that also be said by
Hidur
Mitzvah?
Oh, beg your pardon?
By
Hidur Mitzvah. No. It can be, for example, I can pick up something and the owner of it was Megayish. He abandoned it before I picked it up. But I know it's his. So according to the law, I can keep it. But the law of Lifnim Rishut HaSadin is that I must give it back. It's over and above the law. According to the letter of the law, I can keep it. But it's not the spirit of the law.
That's how it refers to what's interesting.
Well, it helps us to understand. But that is where it comes in. That is where it comes in. If we mature as a being, one does more than is required of the law. But it's not, you mustn't think that it means that he must put on three pairs of tefillin. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that he's got to wait between meat and milk 2 days. She must do more than the Lord. That's not what it means. If we mature as a deen, only it is that where Lagabi another person, it's always a matter where another person comes into play.
Wouldn't that be a sense of their heart?
No, that's not the idea.
It's also, for example, when a judge uses it, it's called the use of the sort of like, that's our Fahim really uses it.
No, that's a different thing. That's not the
thing. A judge who often uses expression when Matir Bishmim Rishurat Adin is referring to the fact that he's being more lenient.
Yes, that's a modern concept. But Bishmim Rishurat Adin would be only where there are two people concerned and the other one has got a right and a privilege. He says, I forgo that right and that privilege, I give it to you. That is Bishmim Rishurat Adin. But it's always in the case of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. It's not between Bein Odom L'Mokko.
Is there somewhere in the Gemara mentioned, and I seem to recall this, about the Korban Pesach and the Shevi happened because Am Yisrael did not do it?
That's right. Because they were insisted on the law. Once my town the flesh. Once it exactly according to the law. I want it exactly according to the law. Prepare to go the law. Well, it's a good example. A man goes along and a person drops out of his pocket drops 100 English pounds. I see he walks his feet and feels good. And I see. I won't pick it up. And he says, I know exactly what he says. That's gone. Finished. I'm not going to worry about it. Now I'll pick it up. Al Pidin, it belongs to me. Lifnim Rishut HaDin, I ran after him. Did you lose any money? He said, yes, how do you know? I said, what is it? She said, I lost £100 Bank of England note. Is this it? He said, yes. I said, just one moment. How do you know it's it? Have you got a signal? He said, no, he said, you're right. I can't prove to you that it's mine. I said, no, you can't prove to it's mine, but I know it's yours. He said, how do you know? He said, I saw it drop from you. Here it is. I don't have to do it. Not according to the deed. But if Nina should have said, then I've got to do it. But now comes the rub. Lifnim Rishut HaDin becomes a deen.
In other words, you were obligated to go.
Your morality overrules.
It's very similar. But it's not quite the same thing.
Is there any difference between the spirit and letter of the law? I would think not.
Yes, of course there's a difference. You can keep the letter of the law and you don't keep the spirit of the law. Of course it can be. It can be very easily. Here it is. There's a case of it. I keep the 100 the 100 talents.
The spirit of the law, when you're saying yourself, the spirit of the law is the letter of the law on a more broader level of understanding.
For example, we've just had the Shemitah year. If I lend somebody $1,000, I haven't got the right to claim that. Not only haven't I got the right to claim it, he hasn't got any obligation to repay it. He doesn't have to. Doesn't have to repay it. Let us say he doesn't repay it. It's already after the Shemitah year. And he's done a deal, was hasted. Had some property, they found oil underneath it, horse haste, he's well away. He comes to me and says, I borrowed $1,000 from you. I know what it means to you. I say, I'm not allowed to take it. You don't owe it to me anymore. He says, Afal Pike. Nevertheless, I want to do more than this. I want you to take it. Then I'm allowed to take it. But only if he says, Afal Pike. Nevertheless.
And if you wouldn't insist on not accepting it?
Well, I had a case like that. It was a small amount. But when I was a student, I needed money very badly. And I borrowed it from a fellow student who was very, very well away. He was from a very, very wealthy home. And I borrowed it. And a few years later, I had the money. And I sent it to him. Sent it to him in a check. And he wouldn't accept it.
Was it in a street down with me?
Yes.
So with today, there's a bank, like Bank of Israel, actually, the street out of Kohos, it would be out of business overnight. how do they get around that?
They've got ways that Shemitah's Karka goes together with Karka. They've got ways of handing it over to the Beis Din. There are ways that you get around it. There's a Prusbul, we are unhappy about these things.
There is a Prusbul on that.
Yes, we are unhappy about these things, but that is the way it's done. All right. Are you too tired to do a little bit of Chavrusa on your own?
No.
All right. I would very much like you to do Chavrusa on this. It's important to me that each one of you is able to read and translate the Gemara and the Rashi and understand the Gemara and the Rashi at least to the extent that we have understood it this evening. Don't worry about going through all that I've gone through you about Derech Eretz and Derech Eretz Gudra and the Kenyan and all. Don't worry about that. You've got it. And if you forget about it, doesn't matter because it comes up in some other form from another vantage point later on again. You concern yourself only with the reading, the phrasing, the translation, and the understanding, the comprehension of that which is here. No philosophy. Just this is it. Could you please stop? You will remember that last week we studied and we also did the Chavrusa, what is known as the Birchas Eirusin, together with the Rashi. Did we cover that all?
Yeah.
And you've got the actual wording of the Birchas Eirusin. Today's shiur consists of two parts. The first part is to go on with the Gemara and after the Birkas Eirusin to do the Birkas Nesuin, or as the Gemara calls it, the Birkas Chasani, or as we call it, the Sheva Brochas. And that is, those Sheva Brochas belong to the Chuppah. The first Brocha which we cover today belongs to the Ring. And this Brocha belongs to the Chuppah. So, the way it is done is, first of all, there is a brocha, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Melech V'Yagofen. Dende is a brocha borucha tu Hashem alekeinu melech olam hashik dushonu mitzvesu b'tzivonu al ho'arayos ve'osa lones ho'arusas ve'iti lones anasuas al yedei chupo b'kidushin borucha tu Hashem mekadesh Yisrael al yedei chupo b'kidushin. Then the choson takes the ring and he puts it on the forefinger of the right hand of the bride and he says in the presence of two witnesses, הרי את מקודשת לי בדבר זו קדש משה בישראל, and that is kiddushin. Once upon a time, that is before the period of the Rishonim, still in the period of the Gemara, after that, the bride went back to her home, and the chosen started preparing his home. And a year later, the chuppah took place. With us, the kala doesn't go home. She remains a shul. And all we do is, we say to the chosen and the kala, now wait a few minutes, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, we read the kasuba. So the kasuba is read, and after the kasuba is read, we start already with the nisuim, we start with the chuppah, and the chuppah is standing there. So we start with the chuppah. What does the chuppah consist of? The chuppah consists of the sheva brochas. Again, a brocha over the wine and 6 other brochas. And that is the nisuin, or that is the chuppah. That is the way we do the wedding today. It's exactly the same as it was done in the case of the Gemara. The only thing is there wasn't the break of the year. It's the only difference. Otherwise, it's exactly the same as the Gemara. Last week, we discussed the subject of the kiddushin. And so this week we're going to discuss the subject of the nisuin, that is of the sheva brochas. Dr. Flesch, would you venture into the labyrinth of the Gemara on your own?
Would you like me to read it now?
that's what I mean, more complicated language. Would you undertake
it? I'm not sure if I have the courage.
Well, that was really my first
patience to listen to my very broken Aramaic.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take you by the hand.
In that case, I'm willing to venture for it.
Right. 2 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin on the base. Tonu Rabbanan.
Tonu Rabbanan, Mavorkin.
Yisroel, will you just help Barry find the place?
Birchas Hassanin.
Yeah. Isra. Ba Asora. Dr. Flesch, is it Sephardic or Ashkenazi?
Whichever way you like.
That's not me.
Or I'll make it Sephardic.
You make it Sephardic. I don't mind which it is. As long as it's proper Sephardic, I don't mind. As long as it's proper Ashkenazi.
I'll make it
what I don't like is that it's neither the one nor the other.
All right,
if you want it Sephardic, Mabarachim Birkat Chatanim Ba'asara.
Ba'asara.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Mabarachim.
I know the first few words.
Well, then tell me what it is. Tanu Rabbanan, you know what that means.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Tana named...
That Tanu is, it's a verb, yeah. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned. The Rabbanan learned. Yes, we call them the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, literally it means our teachers.
Mevarachim, the blessing of...
No, Mevarachim is also, we bless. Mevarachim, we bless.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Birkat Chatanim, the brocha of the Chatanim. Okay. Now, it's used in the singular because it's a collective noun. The brocha of the Chatanim are the 7 brachot. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
If it's unvowel,
yes.
It, from an old manuscript, you couldn't be sure if that's not the Mevarchim Birkot.
He is accepting that if it's without vowels, they are very, very loose with the Aleph Hei Bov Yud.
I know, they are.
You see, they put it in. And if it hasn't got it, then there's a reason why it hasn't got it.
I see.
You can be quite certain. You can be quite certain that it's singular.
Okay.
Yes. Mevarchim Birkat Chatanim Va'asara. Va'asara means with 10 people. Right? That you mean you need a minion for the Birkat Chatanim.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the Kiddushim. But for making the brocha of the Chatanim, we need a minion. So even for the Sheva brochas, we need a minion. So let us say if somebody got married this morning, and there's Sheva brochas on Tuesday night, at the meal on Tuesday night, before you can have Sheva brochas, you've got to have a minion. Fine? So we need a minion for Sheva brochas, needs a minion. Go on, please.
Call Sheva.
Call Sheva. That means all the 7 days. All the 7 days we need a asoro, we need 10 for Birkat Chatanim, for the brocha of the Chatanim, which is the Sheva brocha. Have you got that now? Are you sure?
Yes.
Just repeat the text without translation. Tanu
Rabbanan Mavarchin Birkat Chatanim Ba'asara Kol Sheva.
And we know what that means. Now that's one law. Now comes another law. Amar
Rav Yehuda Bahu Shabu
Sheba'u
Panim Chadashot.
Chadashot. Bahu Sheba'u Panim Chadashot. And that is only if there are Panim Chadashot. Now, Panim is a face. And in Hebrew, if you sometimes have a singular verb with a plural grammatical form. For example, Chayim is life. Mayim is water. And if you use a singular noun with a plural form, then the adjective is also plural, although the idea is singular. Got it? So a long life is Chayim Arukim. Sweet water, Mayim Metukim. Works like that. So here you've got, Panim is a face. But it's feminine. So the parts of the body are feminine. So a new face means Panim Chadashot. So Panim Chadashot can mean new faces, or it can mean a new face. In this particular instance, it means a new face. Vahu Sheba'u Panim Chadashot. And that is if there came a new face. A new face is one who was not at the Chupor. That's a new face. Or it means one not at the Chupor, nor was he at any of the previous Sheva Brochas. If he got married on Sunday, he wasn't at the Sunday night, and he wasn't Monday night, and he Tuesday night he's a new face. If he's a new face, then we can make Sheva Brochas. Yes?
I was looking at this during the week, the Rashi seems to be a little bit contradictory. He says, for example, on Tuesday night, someone who wasn't there on Monday night but had been there on Sunday, so he had skipped a day, would he qualify as a new guest?
No.
Because he used the term
Et mol. We'll see. We'll see if we could do anything with that. All right. Right. Now, will you please go on, Dr. Flesh? Amar. I'm sorry. Asks the Gemara, My Mevarech.
Amar.
What does that mean?
How is this blessing?
Yes. What does he bless? What is the bracha? Amar.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Ata Ad Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Shechakol bara
Lichvado. That's the first blessing. So, I think it would be a good idea if we use our fingers, you see, to see how many blessings there are. So that's the first blessing. One, right? Ruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Ha'odom. Right? So that is two. Get on? Va'asher
Yatzar Et Ha'adam Betzalmo Betzalem Damot
Demut
Tav Tavnito.
Yes.
Vehit Kin Lo Vimenu Banin
Binyan. Yes.
Is it Binyan?
Binyan
Adei Ad Baruch Ata
Hashem
Yotzer Ha'adam.
Yotzer Ha'adam. End of the brocha. That's three we've got already. Now we're on brocha number four.
Can you translate that for me?
Yes, certainly. The first one is Shaku Boro Lichvodo. He has created all Lichvodo for his glory. It's rather important that we should know the meaning of the words. Have you got that all? Shaku Boro Lichvodo. Who created all for his glory? Who? Everything he created for his glory. That's brocha, the first brocha. Yotzer Ha'adam means who formed man. The next brocha is Asher Yotzer Ha'adam Betzalmo, who formed man in his image, Betzalem de Mustav Miso, in the image of the likeness of his dye. Do you know what a dye is? Do they use the word in California? Mold. That's a good word. Thank you. Who in the image of the likeness of his mold, and prepared for him out of himself an everlasting binyan, an everlasting structure. Binyan, a structure. Are they everlasting? That means out of man himself, he prepared for him an everlasting structure. That is the woman. Because from the woman he's got children. Baruch atu Hashem, blessed art thou Hashem, Yotzer Ha'adam, who forms man. Right? So that's three. Let's go on to the next one.
Shesh.
So, we'll say sos.
Sos
Tassis
Vatagel
Ha'akara
Bekibutz Binyan
Baneha
Letocha
Besimcha
Baruch Ata Harushem
Mesameach
Tzion
Vaneha. Devanea. This means solstices. You make to rejoice the tagel and gladden haakara, the barren one. The kibbutz baneha letocha, when she gathers together her children into her midst with joy. Besimcha, baruch ato Hashem, blessed art thou Hashem. Mesameach Tzion Bevaneha, who makes Tzion to rejoice with her children. That is about Yerushalayim. That's blessing number four. Let's take the next one.
Sameach Tesameach
Tesamach
Tesamach
Re'im
Re'im
Ha'ahuvim
Ha'ahuvim Tesam
Kesamechacha
Yitzirecha Bagan Eden Mikedem Baruch Ata Arushem Mesameach Chatan
Vechala. That's five. And it means Sameach Tesamach make to rejoice Re'im Ha'ahuvim, the beloved companions, that's Chosen and Kala, Kesameichecha Yetzidecha Began Eden Mikedem, as you made rejoice your creatures in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, Mikedem of old, that is Adam and Chava, the first man and woman. Baruch Atu Hashem, blessed art thou Hashem, Mesameach Chatan V'Chala, who makest to rejoice Chatan and Kala. So how many brachos have we got already?
Five.
Now we come on to number six. Please carry on. Baruch.
Baruch Atah Hashem Eloheinu Melech
Haolam. No, I'm sorry, you're quite right. Please forgive me. Yes.
Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara Sason
V'Simcha
Chatan Chatan V'Kala Gila Rina Bitsa Chado
Chedva
Chedva Ahava Ba'ahu
Ba'ahava
Ba'ahava Ba'shalom Ba'riot
Ba'reut
Ba'reut
Meheira
Meheira Hashem Eloheinu
Yishama
Yishama Ba'ari Yehuda
V'chutzot
U'v'chutzot Yerushalayim Kol Sason V'kol Samecha
Simcha
Simcha Kol Chatan V'kol Chala Kol
Mitzhalot
Chatanim Me'chofatam
Un'arim
V'narim
Un'arim
Un'arim
Mimishtei
Mimishtei Negin
Natam
Neginatam Boruch ata Hashem Mesameach Chatan Am
Im
Hakala
Im Hakala
Im Hakala.
Period. How many have we got?
Six.
There we've got six. Now, I'll just go over that broker so we'll know what it is. It starts, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha, who created mirth and joy, Chatan V'Kala, Choson and Kala, Gila, gladness, Rina, song, Ditsa,
happiness.
Happiness, chedva, also kind of happiness. Ahava, love. Ahava, brotherhood. Shalom, peace. Re'ut, fellowship. Mehira Hashem, quickly, O Lord our God. May there be heard, Ishoma v'orei Yehudo v'chutzos Yerushalayim. May there be heard in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Yerushalayim. Kol sason v'kol simcha. The voice of joy and the voice of happiness. Kol chatan v'kol kala, the voice of the bride, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the chosan, and the voice of the kala. Kol mitzalot chatanim mechupatam, the voice of the
Sahala is a
Sahala v'simcha.
It's the audible part of rejoicing of
well, it's
Mitzvot would be the cries of happiness.
The voice of the clapping of the chatanim mechupatam from their chuppas, and the young people from the feast of their singing. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who make us to rejoice, chatan imakala, the chatan imakala. So we've got six blessings altogether, but we speak of seven brochas. So, the first one he didn't put there. The first one is the broth over the wine. Now that he doesn't, there's it. So that's why we call it the Sheva Brochas, because there are seven altogether, and those are the seven brochas. You follow? Now, it's important for us to know that in these Sheva Brochas, there are some that begin with Baruch Atu Hashem, and some that don't begin with Baruch Atu Hashem. Because this flows from last week's shiur. You remember? This flows from last week's shiur. Now, the Rashi on this is very important. The Rashi on these Sheva Brochas is very important. So what I propose doing now is, I'm going to do the Rashi from the words Behushi Ba'u Elamishke Panim Chadashot. The Rashi on the piece of Gemara that Dr. Fleisch has just done. The Hushe Bau, have you got the place? Got it, David?
No.
The Hushe Bau. Can you see?
Yeah.
The Hushe Bau.
Have you got it? Is there anybody here who hasn't got the place? Anybody hasn't got the place? Behushe Ba'u, and that is if there came.
Please follow this Rashi carefully. Behushe Ba'u, that is if there came El HaMishke to the feast. Panim Chadashot, a new face. Bechol Yom, on every day. Shelo Hayu Sham Etmol, who were not there yesterday. So it's a point that Professor Aviatar made, that what would happen if the Sheva Brochas is on Tuesday night, and he wasn't there yesterday, which was Monday night, but he was there on Sunday night.
Does he qualify?
Now we say he doesn't qualify, but why does Rashi use the word Etmol? We'll see whether that can still come in. No, you always use the, it's one, it's a new phase, but you use a plural verb also. Once it's, although it's a singular idea, but the grammatical form of the verb is in the plural, then you use the verb also in the plural, the adjective in the plural and the verb. You follow? Right. My Mevarech, what does he bless? Omar Rav Yehudo, said Rav Yehudo. Now, here starts the Rashi, and this is very important Rashi. Mir Ebe Einai, says Rashi, it appears to me, it seems in my eyes. In other words, Rashi says, it appears to me, Seder Brochos Shemisteru Al Iskei HaZug, that the order of the blessings that were ordered on matters concerning the pair. Zug is the pair. That is the choson and the kalon. Eino elo me asher yotzar ve'eilech. Begin only from asher yotzar onwards. That is from the shakol boro lichvodo is not concerning the young couple. Yotzeiro Odom is not concerning the young couple as a couple, man and woman. It's only the third brocha from Vashir Yotzeiro Odom v'Tzalmo, that is the one that concerns the young couple. Now I want you just to get ready for what it is that Rashi is doing. If I've got a set of numbers, 2, 8, 16, 30, and then I start 36, 42, 48, 56, 62. I've got an arithmetic progression, but when does it start? It only starts at 30, but before that it's not an arithmetic progression. So the series only starts at 30. So what Rashi says, yeah, we've got a seder, we've got a series. But the series doesn't start at 1 and 2. The series only starts at 3. 1 and 2 are independent blessings. That is what he's saying. Am I making myself clear? The first brocha, Boro Sot, Ashiakul Boro Lichvedel, does not belong to the series. The second blessing does not belong to the series. Yotzei Ro'odom does not belong to the series. When does it belong to the series? It's when it speaks about both of them and not one. When does it speak about one, both of them? Asher Yotzares Ro'odom B'tzalmo B'tzelem D'mustav Niso. But it's still only speaking about the man. But the hiskin lo mi menu binyan adi ad, and out of this man, he prepared an everlasting structure that is the woman. So that is the first blessing we're speaking about both. So he says the series only begins from number three. That we are speaking about six blessings now. So the series only begins from number three. Got it, Dr. Morris? You follow what it is that I'm saying? So that is the important thing to remember. That is what he's saying. Says Rashi, Nire be'enai, it appears in my eyes, say the brachos, that the order of the blessings, or the series of the blessings, shenisteru al iske azuk, that were ordered for matters concerning the couple, eino elo me'asher yotzar ve'elech, begins only from the third brocha asher yotzar onwards. She also brocho, because that brocho, mascheles ledaber bishnehem, begins to speak about both of them. Asher yotzar es odom, medaber bezochor. When it says, who created the man, it speaks about the male. Up onto the next page, please. The hiskin lo minenu binyan e adead, and he prepared out of him an everlasting fabric, he hanekevo, that is speaking about the woman. So that is the point that Rashi makes. Got that clear? Now let us go on to the next piece of Rashi. Sostosis, lefi she'onu tzrichin leha alo zichron Yerushalayim al rosh simchoseinu, because we find it necessary Laha alos to mention the remembrance of Jerusalem al rosh simchoseinu. At literally what it means, really what it means, at the most important of our simcha, at our most important simcha, the most important simcha in Jewish life is the marriage. It is a greater simcha than a bris. It is a greater simcha than a pidyon haben. It is a greater simcha than a bar mitzvah. It is a greater simcha than an engagement. It is a greater simcha than a birthday party. Believe it or not, it's a greater simcha than a wedding anniversary. The acid, I can't think of any other simchas that Jews observe.
Bat mitzvah. I'm sorry. Don't forget the bat mitzvah.
That's almost Freudian, isn't it? Right. Are we pardon? Yontov. Yontov is, on every Yontov we mention Yerushalayim. We mention we mention that always. I mean, but that's always mentioned in the tefillah. That on these special occasions, we bring up Yerushalayim. As it shenemar, as it is said, tibak leshoni lecheiki im eshkolcheich Yerushalayim. May my tongue cleave to my palate. If I forget the, that's how the posuk goes, im eshkolcheich. If I, so that pasuk says that if one forget, may my tongue cleave to my palate if I forget Yerushalayim. So this is that is why the brocha of Sostosis comes in. You can ask the question, but so what has it got to do with Chos and Kalo? What is the answer? Simple answer. Give the answer yourself.
So that this belongs to the series, and if it belongs to the series, the thread that must go through it is that it's al iskei zug, that it belongs, it deals with chosen v'kala. Because that you must re-mention Yerushalayim at a wedding. It's a wedding, man and wife. It's incumbent at the wedding, which belongs to man and wife, that you mention Yerushalayim. You follow? So this is part of the series. The next one, Sameach Tesamach, Brocha Lechosen V'Kalo, it's a Brocha for the Chosen and the Kalo, Sheyatzlichu B'Simcha V'Tov Lev, that they should enjoy, be successful with joy, with happiness, and with a good heart. They are Sher Boro. I'm sorry. That is a full stop after the Tov Lev. You can put a full stop after the Tov Lev. Period.
He doesn't, pardon me, may I ask?
Yes.
He doesn't discuss here, Yitzir Chavu Gan Eden. Now, Yitzir Chavu Gan Eden, he's referring to Adam B'Chava.
Yes.
Yes. Now, a wedding is inextricably connected with procreation and sex.
Yes.
We are told explicitly in Bereshit that Adam v'yida Adam et ishto only after the Gerush, only after they were expelled from Gan Eden.
What did we tell?
Not really true.
It's a v'yida Adam et
not really true.
No.
In fact, it's
in the sequence in Bereshit.
Yeah, no. It, you're right that it's written after the Gerush, but the tense of the verb is pluperfect, that he had known.
There is no pluperfect. Pluperfect
in Hebrew. There is. There is a pluperfect in Hebrew.
There is
the pluperfect. It might not be. It might not be. Yes, you see. Yeah, look, in Latin, there is no present tense.
I know.
But you use.
You use a participle in this.
Well, you see there. So you can. But in the pluperfect is there. But the only thing is, we use a verb that could be perfect, and we use it, it can be either perfect or pluperfect. We've got to decide which
vav,
it is.
We use the future with a vav to convert it to a, that's normally understood as converting to a past, and the event is described
but
only
it,
after the Gerush.
Yes,
and I always thought that the implication was that while they were in innocence and had not eaten,
yes.
Then they were in the same way that they didn't know that they were naked, that they were also even though the commandment Kurvu had been given, that they really hadn't engaged in procreation before they left.
So there's no proof of that at all. Because the only thing you can say, and this is really the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, all you can say is that when they performed the act of procreation, they performed it only with the idea of the mitzvah. Only with the idea. And that's why they weren't ashamed of themselves.
I see.
They couldn't see anything wrong in it. I mean, are we ashamed of our ears? We should be ashamed of our ears because things go into our ears that never come out again. So
that's
we should be ashamed of our
ears. Part of the brain.
But we're not ashamed of our ears. This is a natural thing. They weren't ashamed. They only became ashamed after they had eaten and they had experienced they had experienced hedonistic joy.
Okay, this is the carnality then became a part of it.
That's right. Then there was carnality. That is why they were ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why they wanted to cover themselves up. That is when it came in. But until then, there was no shame at all.
Uh-huh.
And that is really a Rambam.
Okay, where's that Moreh Nevuchim?
In Moreh Nevuchim. It's early in the Moreh Nevuchim. First couple of chapters. Got it? All right. Now, he goes again, Va'asher Boro. So Rashi now goes on to Asher Boro, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Boro Soser V'Simcha. Now Rashi says, Asher Boro, the last brocha, L'Shem Kol Yisroel. That is said in the name of Kol Yisroel.
Ulefishi haseder maskil me asher yotzar. And since the series commences from the third brocha, from asher yotzar, lefichoch posach bo bevoruch vechosom bo bevoruch. Therefore, it begins with a boruch and it ends with a boruch. Now we've got an interesting thing. Do you follow what Rashi says? You don't understand.
Why does it begin with a boruch and end with a boruch? Because it is
because it's the beginning of a series.
The last of the series.
The first of the...
Asher Yotzer
brocha. Oh, sir, Asher Yotzer. Okay.
It's the beginning of a series. Don't forget, Rashi said there are six brochas altogether, Barry. Mm-hmm. One doesn't belong to the series. Two doesn't belong to the series. The series begins with three. So since the series begins with three, that brocha begins with a boruch and ends with a boruch. We've got exactly the same thing in the what we've just opened, the Ma'ariv. We've got the first brocha in the Ma'ariv. According to the din, there's got to be four brochas at the Ma'ariv service. Two before the Shema and two after the Shema. But those four brochas are part of the series. The first brocha is Ma'ariv Arovim. It begins with the Boruch Atu Hashem, Hashem, Lekein Melech Olam, Hashem Bidboreu Ma'ariv Arovim, Bechofen Pesem Shorim, etc. And ends Boruch Atu Hashem Ma'ariv Arovim. Begins with the Boruch and ends with the Boruch. The second one doesn't begin with the Boruch, only ends with the Boruch. The series. The third one, Micho Mocho, doesn't begin with the Boruch Atu Hashem, Boruch Atu Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And the fourth one, Shemer Amo Yisraelu Ad, Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu, Shemer Amo Yisraelu Ad. So now we've got another reason why some brochas begin with a Boruch and end with a Boruch, and other brochas only begin with a Boruch but don't end with a Boruch. Got the idea? If it's the beginning of a series, it begins with a Boruch and ends with a Boruch. You remember, last week, Rashi told us something else. Rashi told us that if one has a brocha, and that brocha introduces an extraneous matter, then it also must end with a boruch. You remember? And what was the prime example that Rashi gave? Kiddush. Because it says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kiddushon V'Mitzvaso V'Tzivon The Rot Tzivonu V'Shabbas Kodesho Be'Ahavov Rotzon In Chilonu. All got to do with Shabbos. Zikoron L'Maaseh V'Reishis. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Then it says Yom Techilo L'Mikroi Kodesh. It is the first day of all the Yomim Tovim. That's got nothing to do with Shabbos. That's got nothing to do. Since it's got nothing to do with Shabbos, it's been put in there. This is something extraneous. And then it comes back to Shabbos again, then you've got to end it Baruch Atu Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos. You've got to end it with the Baruch Atu Hashem. So now we find there are two reasons why a brocha begins with a Baruch and why it ends with a Baruch. Am I making myself quite clearly understood? Yes, Mark.
Isn't that saying that Shabbos came before all the Yom Tovim?
And if it does,
it seems to be a statement about Shabbat.
What has it got to do with the Shia? If I say Professor Eviatar was born before you, and we are all at the Shia. What's that going to do with the Shia? It's a statement, it's true. What's it got nothing to do with the Shia?
I think what's confusing me is the statement that Kihi Yom Tefila Mikra Kodesh has nothing to do with Shabbos.
Well, it's if it had nothing to do with Shabbos, it wouldn't bring it in at all.
Right.
It's speaking about Shabbos, but it's not apposite to what we are discussing.
I mean,
the idea is making a blessing on Shabbos, you see. And this isn't apposite. If I were to say, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam, Borei Pri Ho'etz, V'shehakol Boro Lichvodo. It's perfectly true. But it's not apposite to the brocha over the eighth. Then I would have to end with Baruch Atu Hashem again. But we've come back again to that because we've got to do the toasters. So we're going to come back again to that. But I just want you to get clear what Rashi's already giving us two cases where it begins with a Baruch and it ends with a Baruch. Got it? Barry, do you think you're with us?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I think I
know. All right. Right. Now, so I'll just do that little bit again. The last of the long lines in the Rashi, Ulefishya say there must kill me asher yotzar. And since the series begins with the third brocha of Asher Yotzar, the Fichoch therefore, Posach Bo, he opens it Bavoruch with a brocha, Vechosam Bo Bavoruch, and he ends it with a Baruch, Kederech Kol Roshei Sidrei Brochos, according to the way of all the beginnings of a series of blessings. Got it? In the Shachris also, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Eru Vorei Choshech, Osei Shalom Uvarei Yisakon, that is not the end of the Brocha. The end of the Brocha is Baruch Atu Hashem Yotzer Ha'Meoros. Begins with a Baruch, ends with a Baruch. And then you get Ahavo Rabo and Goal Yisrael, doesn't begin with a Baruch and doesn't end with a Baruch. Although that first brocha brings in other things too, so there's another reason also why it's got to end with a Baruch. But we don't have to worry about the second reason. It's because it is Roshei Sidrei Brochas. It's the beginning of a series of blessings. V'sostosis, says Rashi, v'someach tesamach, they do not begin with a Baruch. They end with a Baruch but not begin. Why not? Mipnei sheheim brocho hasmucho lechavarto lo posach bo beboruch. Because it is a brocha that is near to its chavera. It's near to its companion. Which means that the previous brocha has got to be something to do with it. It must be part of a series. So if you've got a series and it is part of that series, then it doesn't begin with a Baruch. And it's near to the previous one. So now we've got the whole thing. Ahava Salom in the Maariv service doesn't begin with a Baruch, because it's part of the series, and it follows immediately after Maariv Arovi. And here, Sostosis doesn't begin with a Baruch, and Sameach Tesamach doesn't begin with a Baruch, because it all belongs to the series. The first of the series begins with a Baruch and ends with a Baruch, and then the others in the series don't begin with a Baruch, they only end with a Baruch. So we've got it very nicely tied up. David, are you with us?
Yes.
Struggling or without struggling?
Struggling.
Why? Because this is very simple.
I'm not struggling with the basic ideas. I'm just still struggling with trying to get a sense of the words themselves.
Oh, good. That you're entitled to struggle. In fact, that you're obliged to struggle for. Yes, right. Now we'll go a little bit further. So you know that if it's a brocha smucha lechavato, near to its companion, it doesn't begin with a baruch. It's part of the series. Shekein tiknu lechol ha-brocha shesmuchas achar or rishono ala seder. Because so they tiknu, enacted, that is the chachomim, for all the brochas that are near and after the first one are in the order, in the series. The asher boro and the very first brocha of the six brochas, I'm sorry. But Asher Boro and the last of the six brochas, there it seems to go against our rule, because the last brocha begins with the Baruch and ends with the Baruch. He says, Va'asher Boro, mitnei shehi ne'emeres yechidis berov yemei hamishteh. Because this brocha is said very often alone for the rest of the days of the year, kishe'en shom ponim chadoshes, when there aren't there any ponim chadoshes.
This should be said anyway.
Yes, yes, and even if there isn't a minyan.
And that's which brocha?
The very last brocha. Actually, I had a case like this in Jerusalem. There was a wedding on Sunday night, and I was at the chuppah, but I stayed only for a couple of moments at the reception. I'd arrived that day and I went home. On Monday night, we were having dinner with my son, the Refoel, in Yerushalayim, and in walked the Chosn and the Kala. Said, aren't you at Sheva Brochas? Said, no Sheva Brochas tonight. Nobody made Sheva Brochas for that. Couldn't understand it. And they walked in. They had come to invite us to a Sheva Brochas on Tuesday night. There was a Sheva Brochas on Tuesday night at the Kala's home. So he said, you're going to sit down and have dinner with us. So they sat down and had dinner with us. And after dinner, we made the last brocha, Asher Boro, Sosa, and the Simcha Chosn Vekalo. Just the last brocha. We couldn't make the others. We didn't have a minyan. So we made only this one brocha. So let us go on. Asher Boro, Mipnei Shehi, Ne'emeres Yechidis, Berov Yemei Amishtik, Kishe Einshem Ponim Chadoshes. And this brocha, when there aren't Ponim Chadoshes, you say hello. Lefichot, therefore, Eino Minas Smuchas. Therefore, it cannot be regarded as smuchas lechavata, because it can stand alone also. And therefore it begins with a baruch and it ends with a baruch. So you see how neatly Rashi has tied it all up. Avor bat, says Rashi, the very first brocha, shakur boru lechavodo, eino mina seder. That doesn't belong to the series. Elo le'asifas o'oma ne'esofim shom, ligmol chesed zecher l'chaste ha'moko. He said that is really in honor of the gathering of people who are assembled there. Ligmol chesed, to bestow an act of loving kindness in memory of the kindnesses of Hashem, shenuag im odom orishav, when he was together with Odom Arishon, Chena Selo Shushbin, when he became his Shushbin, that is his Unterfuhrer, when his Aseg Bo, and he occupied himself with him, and worked with himself as a, the Asifozu Koveda Mokami, and this gathering is for the glory of Hashem, Uvrochozu Lechach nesakno, and this brocha was enacted for this purpose. Umishas asifo hiru uyelavorech, and the time to make the brocha is at the time when the people are gathered. Ela mechivin sheyesh brocha alakos is kiku lesidro olov. But since it is part of the series, and it's over the coast, they put it in its correct place. Now, I'll just explain to you what he says. Rashi now has tied up all the brochas, which begin with a baruch and end with a baruch, and which don't begin with a baruch and only end with a baruch, and why the last one begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch, because it's so often said alone. We've got the whole thing clear. Now Rashi goes back and deals with the very first brocha. So what does Sheakol Boro Lichvodo got to do with the marriage? It's got nothing to do with the marriage.
So Rashi says this is a different type of bracha altogether. Says Rashi, this is, now I want you just to notice how Rashi works it out. He says, isn't David here?
It's one David. Boy, he's not able to be here.
Look up. He says that Hashem did a great chesed to the first man. What's a chesed to the first man? There was a wedding. For a wedding, you need interferers. That is, do you know what interferers are? Where's Austin? A good person to ask. An interferer is a person who concerns himself with the chosam, or people who concern themselves with the chosam, and a person or people who concern themselves with the color. So sometimes it is the interferers, but every wedding has got to have interferers. So there are several things that you need at a wedding. You need a ring at a wedding. You need a chuppah at a wedding. More important than that, you need a chosan and a kalah. But in addition to that, you also have to have interferers. Shushbinim have got to be.
And
it helps to have a rabbi. And that is a manager down. And you've got to have shushbinim. Now, you mustn't think that interferers, you just tell people to honor somebody holds up a pole, or it's holding up the pole is because you've got to have somebody to hold up the pole. But interferers is a much more important thing. Interferers is an honor, and they've got an actual duty to perform. What is their duty? To concern themselves with the chosan, to concern themselves with the kala. From where does it come? The first man and the first woman, the Rebbeinu Shleizim himself, was the shushbin, was the interferer. He takes the woman out of the man, and then he brings her and presents her to Odom Orish. He is the shushbin. You know what it means. One has to experience some of the sensitivity of it. What it means. Hashem himself, he didn't. What an act it was. Not just that he wakes up and he finds a woman next to him, but he brings her to him, presents her to him. We want to remember that. So when do we remember it? At the wedding. And this brocha is said especially for that purpose. Yaakov Boro Lichvodam. He said especially for that purpose. Now I'm going to say this little bit again in the Rashi, so you will get it in the words itself.
Can you say in the Rashi itself what you just said?
This is
I'm just wondering if it, what level it
is. Yes, you've got every right to wonder, and I've got every right to look up. Hashem Elokim es ha-tzeilu asher lo kach minu odom li'isho, and Hashem built the, what is the tzeilu mean? Well, somewhere on the side, or the, I prefer the side, in the side of the man that he had taken from the man to a woman, vayevi eho elho odom, and he brings her to the man. Not that he wakes up and she's there. No. Not like that. That's not derech kovet. It's not the way one does it. What way one does it? If I want to bring somebody a present, I don't in the morning tell them, leave it on the doorstep. Take it myself, present. Wait, he's done. A buffet supper. Do they have such things like this here?
Yeah.
It's not derech kovet. Not derech kovet. Yeah, take. Plates are there, spoons are there, food is there, take.